as we talked about at the meeting, we are 100% in alignment with the intent that Mayor Ireland put forth. And that's really where we found common ground very quickly in the discussion.
You seemed fairly confident at the meeting that already the doctors who are in the building are, most of them, are seeing Medicare patients. Is that right?
Actually, all of them. The issue really isn't the here and now, because we really have a very broad base of physicians accepting Medicare. He and we are concerned about is the long term. This is a national concern that all hospitals and communities across the country need to be preparing for, and it's really a combination of factors. And one of those is the aging population, increased demand for health care, but also, as we know, Medicare is consuming a huge amount of our federal budget, and it's really become a focus of attention on how to sustain it. Right now, it's unaffordable. So what we have to work on as a community and as a nation is how we're going to take care of our seniors.
What does it look like from a doctor's perspective, you know, to take a patient who has an insurance plan through their employer, for example, and to take a patient with Medicare?
Really good question. And I think that's, again, it illustrates the problem. And if a physician has been accustomed to seeing, and I'm talking again on a national level, has been accustomed to seeing a patient through a private insurance, they probably will have been reimbursed better for their services than when the patient becomes Medicare eligible, and they're then being reimbursed by Medicare. That scenario then becomes less attractive to them to want to have a large percentage of patients in their practice, and that introduces a whole other thought process. It's not usually all or nothing. It's usually what mix of patients do you have so that you have enough for which you are adequately reimbursed, and then some perhaps others that you're less so. And that's the same dynamic we have at the hospital. It's all about having the right mix and being able to make ends meet at the end of the day based on the mix of patients you're serving.
And you also mentioned that most doctors in the Aspen area do take Medicare patients. How can they afford to do that? Is it, again, that sort of balancing act with the patients who have private insurance?
That's exactly what it is. It's the mix. And so that's what we are all locally and across the country going to be keeping an eye on as the baby boomer wave becomes Medicare. They've already started to become Medicare eligible. And for the next, couple decades, we're going to be seeing a pretty significant increase in a number of Medicare recipients. And so that has a couple consequences. One is it's going to burden the Medicare system, which is why we've heard and read so much about what we need to do as a country to not, in a sense, bankrupt ourselves. And then it's also going to put added pressure on the providers who, going back to your point about the mix, that's how they do it now, is they have a certain mix of patients of all different payer types. If it becomes disproportionate, then it's going to be hard for them to be able to make ends meet.
So what is, you know, as the baby boomers age and more people sign on and get Medicare and these doctors are still trying to balance these patient loads, what is the solution? What's being discussed right now to meet the demand in the years to come?
Across the country, we need more providers. We're going to need more physicians. I would say that probably the consistent approach is having coordinated, integrated care with an adequate number of providers and physicians, and the incentives being aligned so that the physicians are paid to keep people healthy rather than just take care of them when they're sick, and that if they do that very effectively, the overall costs to the system will be lower. So that's kind of a conceptual approach, and how that's accomplished is accountable care organizations, as I mentioned. Some communities have more employed physicians. There's integrated systems that are becoming more integrated. They're acquiring practices and becoming more capable of accomplishing those goals. But it's a very community-by-community approach.
Well, thank you very much for visiting with me.
My pleasure.